been fine. What's going on with Doctor?
Oh, man, keeping it in the road, you know.
Holding in the road. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get this thing popping, man.
Hello.
Hell.
Yes, sir.
Look who I found.
Who'd you find?
Who I find? who did I find doing the break?
Ooh.
Who did I find doing the break? Mr. Nomad himself, Mr. All Over the Place. The third portion of the doggone podcast show. That dude Vegas has surfaced.
All right now.
He has surfaced. Yeah. What's going on, Vegas?
Man, you know, chilling, you know what I mean, doing what I do.
Yeah, that's exactly what I heard. Doing what you do. How the little drinks with the doggone little umbrellas in them?
Okay.
That ain't what we heard, but you know. All right. Anyway, well, we'd like to thank everybody for coming back and listening to the show once again for the second part. We went a little bit over what we normally keep you, and had to do a part two to go ahead and finish up everything that we were talking about previously. So at this point, we're just going to go ahead and get straight into it. L?
Yeah.
I want to go right into the main thing, if you will.
Okay.
And that main thing, of course, is what everybody's talking about. That main thing is, and I'm sure, Vegas, that you've got some input on this as well. So,
absolutely.
Right.
So, Kanye, Trump meeting, not so much Trump, but more so, let's lean toward the brother Kanye, and let's dissect that, let's unpack that. What did we see? What did we hear? What did we feel? And let's take it from there. Let's just run with that, ladies first.
Okay.
Ladies.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies first. I feel that.
I feel that that's something that is a sad situation. I really feel it's a sad situation. Kanye has not been the same since his mother passed away. And it clearly shows with him and his dealings with Trump. He was going back and forth. I didn't understand what subject he was on. He was going from one thing to another. He also gave us his code, what, to his iPhone or whatever, his little password. It was just a ranting situation, and I just want to pray for him. I just want to lay hands on him, and I'm looking at it sad, seriously.
Oh, all right, now what I want to know, what I really want to know, is are people pulling their ideas from political stands, or, I mean, how are we looking at it? How are we looking at that thing? And anybody can jump in at any point right here. You know how we do. We get in.
I mean, as far as him and his political stance, he's trying to have one, but it doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
You know, I am looking at it. He's going to the president. So, of course, it's at a political stance. He's looking at this as a business, as he stated. It is a business.
Right. And America is a corporation.
Right. Exactly.
Let's be very clear with that. America is a corporation. It's, mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a corporation masquerading as a country. You know what I'm saying? So Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go too far into it, you know what I'm saying, because I want to give everybody their round table and, you know, let Vegas say, you know what I'm saying, his thing, and we're going to roll with it after that, but...
Yeah, man, you know, as far as I'm concerned, as far as, you know, Kanye West goes, man, I'm just going ahead and address the elephant in the room, and I'm going to just say it straight up, like, you know, the man needs to deal with, you know, his mother's death, first and foremost.
Okay.
Secondly, I'm going to say, just like everybody else say, you know what I'm saying? Shouldn't have been messing with them white women. Now, the reason why I say that is because it's just something about them Kardashian. It's just something about them Kardashian women. Not just the Kardashian women, but white women in general. When a brother associates himself, or better yet, takes it as far as to lay with them white women, you can bet your bottom dollar that their life is gonna go up in shambles. You know what I'm saying?
History has proven that.
Now, the fact of the matter is this: it don't even matter. Kanye West may not even have been, you know, on the edge of insanity when his mama passed, but seeing as how he started messing with these white women, you know what I mean? His mind just left. As soon as he started doing that, his mind left. Now, me personally, I like College Dropout Kanye. Now, College Dropout Kanye was in the position, if College Dropout Kanye was in the position that Kanye West is currently in, he would have a very informative and helpful platform and actually be doing something for not only his community, but the world. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
But he's not. This man's mind has been so warped and perverted lately. Since, you know, the death of his mother, he never got a chance to grieve with that because he jumped right in bed with a white woman. You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl, and that's exactly what he did.
Yes. Yes. Straight from his own lips.
Not boomerang.
Right. Right. Okay.
See what I'm saying? So, if we're going to be real about it, we're going to talk about what's going on with Kanye. We're going to talk about what's going on with Kanye, and that's the real, man.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now,
a white woman will never be able to substitute or stand in for a black woman.
So, you agree with, I forgot who it was that said it, that if he was with a sister right now, then he would not be going through all of this.
I totally agree with that. And let me just clarify this statement, because I've been seeing a lot of this going on where I get on Twitter and I see black women saying, oh yeah, the sanity and the uplifting of the black man should not fall on the hands of us as black women. And that is that's totally false as well. We all got to be accountable for each other. If the black woman falls, the black man needs to be held accountable. If the black man falls, the black woman needs to be held accountable. It takes a man and a woman to make a child. And it also takes a man and a woman to raise a child. Now, even though we become adults, we still need that feminine and that masculine energy in order to be properly balanced.
Sure.
You're not going to get that from nobody outside of melanation if you are a melanated person.
What?
Only somebody with a soul can correct something that has a soul.
Ooh.
That's deep, Vegas. Wow.
All right. Yeah, I like the way this thing is flowing. Okay, Vegas. Yeah. All right. Well, look, let me go ahead and drop my little bit on it, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is the way I feel about it. All right. Let's take it from what he said, from the information that he dropped on the table, right there in front of the president, right there in front of the media, right there in front of basically the world. Okay. He addressed some issues on a public platform, jobs, land, giving us or giving black people in the inner city better education opportunities, better job opportunities. He really hit on some real points. Okay, now, he started off with prison reform.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Hoover. You know what I'm saying? Kanye came in with some valid points. He came in with valid issues to the table to discuss. Now, maybe in true Kanye form, he went left with it. And anybody that has been following Kanye, anybody that's been following Ye for a minute, and I mean anybody that's been following Ye, right? Not just these fly-by-night Johnny-come-latelys that have jumped on the bandwagon since he started wearing the red hat. I'm talking about real hip-hop heads that know Kanye. The Louis Vuitton Don, College Dropout, you know what I'm saying? Never Let You Down, one of my personal favorites. gave me mad motivation. Excuse me. I bump that sometimes now, just to pull myself out of a personal slump that I may be in. You know what I'm saying? Because it has meaning to me beyond just the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? So the true hip hop heads that have been following Kanye, we've been following Kanye. So let me make this,
that's right,
let me make this very, very, very clear and uncut, and you know, just lay it right on out there that you cannot just say that Kanye, oh, I love his opinion. Oh, I love his. He's on the right track. He's left the Democratic plantation. Whatever. Bruh, you just ran across, and the you that I'm talking about, y'all know I'm talking about you. You just ran across Kanye when he just started dealing with this inflated, fake butt Armenian chick who is nothing more than a cheap whore. And known for nothing more than making a doggone porn video.
Shout out to Ray J.
I'm about to, you took the words right out of my mouth. The main cat that put her on was Ray J. You know what I'm saying? The main cat put her on was Ray J. And the ass was fake then because doggone, she didn't have it in the video. Yeah, I saw the doggone video. So miss me with all that, because Kanye was tearing a hole in y'all ass back in the day. Go back and check out Kanye. If anybody is going to say anything about Kanye, it should not be anybody that has not been following Ye. That has not been following Ye. If you ain't been following Ye since, freaking pick one. If you just started picking up on Kanye West once he hooked up with Kardashian fake ass, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Then you ain't got an opinion. You don't have nothing to say. We made Kanye.
Yes, we did.
You don't know nothing about Kanye when he was in the basement. You don't know nothing about Kanye when he was telling his story. You don't know nothing about Kanye. So you can't say now, oh, he's right. Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up and sit down. Stop using this man for your political platform, because it does not freaking matter. Do you understand what Kanye said? Kanye said, free Larry Hoover.
Absolutely.
Let's deal with the points of what Kanye said.
Yes.
Kanye said, free Larry Hoover. Get rid of the 13th Amendment, because it's a trap door. The 13th Amendment, yeah, slavery abolished, except for punishment of a crime. Get rid of that. Why give me an elevator that has a trap door? Understand what the brother was saying. Now, all these cats that's, you know what I'm saying? All these cats that's talking about this is that, oh, this is, no. Do you agree with everything that he said? Because if you don't agree with everything that he said, if you don't agree with going into the inner cities, if you don't agree with getting rid of the trap door of the 13th Amendment, getting rid of what was something? I'm going into a blank right now. But if you don't agree with everything that he said, but you just know that you like Trump, and you have every right to like who you like, but don't put Kanye in your mix, because Kanye belongs to us. Mm-hmm. You hear me?
Yeah.
Kanye belongs to us.
See, here's Kanye, what I think.
Go ahead.
Here's what I think. And I was mentioning this to somebody the other night, man. Matter of fact, last night. And we had a good laugh out of it. But I was dead serious. I'm still serious. I think, honestly, you're right. Kanye West belongs to us, and nobody can fix him but us. But as we haven't gotten to a point where we see it as an absolute right now, you know, it's absolutely necessary that he be corrected. When it does come time to, when it's absolutely necessary to correct him, we need to find three of the blackest brothers and let them whoop his ass.
Physically?
We need, no, I mean, three of the, let them whoop his ass. We need Michael Blackson. We need Wesley Snipes. We need three of the blackest Negroes. You understand me?
Oh, you mean hard black, blue black?
Yeah, like. Yeah, that type of black.
Okay.
And just let them whoop his ass thoroughly.
Oh gosh, that is too funny.
We need, as far as Kanye goes, we need to get some people who are as close to the ancestors as humanly possible.
But does it,
to be able to bestow this beat down?
Does it? Will it help you to know that he met with the, I believe, the Ghanaian president today, the president of Ghana today? I mean,
No.
It wasn't Ghana. It was one of those. Oh my God, I can't remember right now. But yeah, he met with one of those presidents over there, and actually in Africa today. So I don't know.
No, sir, that doesn't appease me.
That doesn't appease you at all. You're not.
No,
you,
sir.
Okay, so it seems to me like you're probably on the fence a little bit, Vegas.
Who's on the fence about you. Kanye?
Yeah, I mean, what's your official stance on Kanye? Let's just go ahead and put it out there.
I grew up listening and looking up to Kanye West as an artist, and as a young man that came from nothing and was making something out of himself.
Did you buy a CD? Did you buy a CD?
Did I ever buy a Kanye West CD?
Yes.
I bought College Dropout.
Okay.
Three times.
Okay. So you do have a right. You do have a right to your opinion and to, you know what I'm saying?
I'm highly disappointed. I'm ashamed.
Wow. And that's the part that gets me. Why are you ashamed? What makes people say that they are ashamed?
The reason why I'm disappointed and the reason why I am ashamed is because, just like you said, if you are a real Kanye fan and you've been listening to him since, we're not even talking about the radio hits. We're not talking about Through the Wire.
No.
We're not talking about When It All Falls Down.
Brother had us bouncing, dancing in the club to Jesus Walks. To Jesus Walks, dog.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they was actually singing Jesus Walks in the church. Who does that?
When you talk about real Kanye West, if my manager insults me again,
I will be assaulting him.
And
right.
The manager up, then I'm going to shorten the
register. Right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Look, bro, I understand. I understand where you're coming from with it. Trust me, I do. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say. It's like nobody can come for this man or at this man or to this man unless you know his story. And the thing about that is like you said in your opening statement, bro, This dude has never had an opportunity to properly grieve the death of his mother, the stone.
Okay,
now that he was holding everything together, huh?
I want you to pay attention to something else.
Come on.
Now, let's go back.
Okay.
Shortly after his mama passed, he started dealing with this white woman.
Shortly after his mother passed. First off,
let's dealing with this white woman.
Hold on. Let's not negate the fact that at the time that his mother passed, he was on tour. He went and buried his mother and then went immediately back on tour. Let's deal with that first.
Okay, that's understandable. And he started dealing with that white woman. Now let me move to my next point.
Okay.
Okay. Because my next point is very valid. And if you really go into it and you look at it, you will see. After he started dealing with that white woman, every black person that was ever associated with Kanye West, he slowly started falling out with, even all the way down to his mentor and his guy, Jay-Z.
That's true.
Well,
Kanye West, if you look at Kanye West right now, he has no black people around him. Every black person that he surrounded himself with, when he started dealing with that white woman, fell out with him.
I got five words.
No longer in association with
him. I got five words.
What?
Real life Get Out movie? Hello?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's real.
Are we looking at it? Is that what we're seeing?
This is real. There was nothing wrong with Kanye, man. There was absolutely nothing wrong with Kanye. When Kanye West stood on, I was in ninth grade. Kanye West, we watched it on TV in school. Kanye West stood on TV right next to a white man and said, George Bush does not care about black people.
Did he lie on television? Did he lie?
He did not lie. But when he said that, no black person in this country batted an eye. We kept watching.
Why? Because we knew that's Kanye, and we knew that George Bush didn't care about black people.
Okay, so how did we go from that Kanye to the Kanye we have now, who is sitting here side by side with a racist, an admitted racist, sexual offender.
Call the roll.
Yeah.
Wearing this man's hat and endorsing his movement and telling us it's okay, let's lead with love and touch and agree with this perverted, hate-filled man. How we make that transition? When did we make that transition? Let's look at when we made that transition, man.
Okay, so what do we, so do we drop Kanye?
No, not at all.
We can go about this a number of ways. You got all these women out here that sleep with these celebrities and extort them out of their money and all this otherness. You know what I mean? What is it that makes this Kim Kardashian so powerful that nobody's able to creep Kanye like that and put something in his ear?
Well, okay, look.
I'm not sure about that.
Since you keep on bringing up the Kardashians, okay, let's go ahead and deal with that. Let's go ahead behind the scenes with it.
I'm telling you, that's where the problem is.
Let's go ahead and look behind the scenes of that thing. Who is the only person to ever deal with a Kardashian and make it out alive?
Reggie Bush.
Ray J.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Who made it out alive? Who made it out alive and sane and intact? As far as we know and can tell.
Just those two.
Did Reggie?
OJ went and killed the white woman right afterwards.
You know what, guys? Kanye is also a very intelligent brother.
Oh, he is.
Oh, he medicated. Kanye West. That's another thing too. I want to talk about too. Black people, we handle our problems. Why? Because we've been handling our problems since forever. You know what
I mean? Right, that's true.
When you, now, white people, they like to medicate things. Let's be real about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, you lost your job? Medication. Oh, the light bill is passed through? Medicated. White people love to medicate things. Kanye West should have dealt with his mother, but instead he listened to these white people, and now he all medicated. And the thing about medication is this: if there was nothing wrong with you before you started taking it, when you stop taking it, there's something wrong with you.
Now he did admit that he was bipolar, and he mm-hmm. he has admitted that. Okay, now. But by the same token, when did all this come? Because you were handling it pretty well when your bedrock was here. We didn't
exactly.
When Kanye's mother was here,
yeah,
and with him,
he was just fine.
He was fine. He was putting out banging beats. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was. You know. And please don't get it misconstrued. I am neither for the Democratic nor the Republican Party. I could care less. And I would say it a million times, and I say it a million times again. They are both two wings of the same evil bird, right? So it does not matter to me what side you are on. But what I'm talking about is I'm looking at my brother on national television talking to the president of the U.S., and I'm feeling pain. Do you know how many times I had to watch that video before I made it through? I had to watch that video a good 4 or 5 times before I made it through the whole. I couldn't do it in one second.
Wow.
Because I am seeing my brother struggling with something.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That
he has not dealt with yet. Hold on a minute. That he has not dealt with yet. And me doing, flipping through the pages of his life, I go back to losing mom. Look in his eyes. If you look back into Kanye's eyes before his mother passed, his eyes are not the same.
Man, I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's just certain people that we just have to take those losses on, man. Al Roker. Al Sharpton.
I don't know.
That one Williams girl that played tennis, but she messing with that white boy now. Who else? Kanye West.
Serena and
both of them.
I'm not
certain ones we got to take some losses on, Playboy. Eve from Rough Riders. It's just certain ones.
Herschel Walker.
Exactly. Who is that other boy? Tay Diggs. You know what I'm saying? It's just
Eddie Murphy.
And
you know what? Since you calling the roll of all those, man, I think we need to go ahead and bump up that next episode, L, and Vegas, of what we've been talking about is, when do we stop giving motherfuckers back their doggone black card?
And this is what I was about to say as well.
The same thing.
I was about to speak on that too.
Because you opened that up just then.
What people don't understand is this, man. Once you do that, you know, once you get in bed with them folks, you know, you no longer have an opinion, a warranted opinion. You can have your opinion. It's not warranted. We will not validate that. You know what I mean?
Well, hold up.
Personally, I don't put no weight on what you're saying. You can sit here and be talking to me about, you know, our situation or whatever. Listen, bro. You play for them now. I don't trust you.
Let's not go all the way off the deep end with it, bro.
Oh, no. I'm not off the deep end. I'm absolute.
Because, listen. L, come on.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this in the pre-show the other day of Don Lemon and how he has made a hell of a transition and really got himself together and on the right page.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And he is sleeping with a white dude. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You just, I don't know how I feel about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to convolute the episode into a whole nother spinoff, but
there's so Don is holding his own with this now. He's holding his own with our people. He's holding his own with this with our people.
He is.
Really for us.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, because I really wasn't feeling Don Lemon for a minute. And all of a sudden, he just really woke up. I mean, I hate saying woke up. You know what I'm saying? But he all of a sudden started actually coming into a light where I can understand him. You know what I mean? So I'm not really ready to write Don Lemon off. I'm not really ready to write Kanye off. I'm not really ready to write these people off just yet because I believe that there is hope. Now, there are certain individuals that are lost causes. I agree with that, Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But is Kanye one of them? I'm not sure. I think what he needs really is time. Time away from the Kardashians. Time to grieve and deal with reality. I don't care, once again, what political party he's affiliated with. It does not matter. I still see him as the brother, and he hasn't been per se off the rocker as long as he was holding it down. So in my opinion, and you guys may agree or disagree, that's fine, but my opinion is I think that he needs to, the community needs to galvanize behind him, and let's see where this thing goes. I mean, he's not Uncle Joe that we just put in the basement or in the attic, and you know what I'm saying? And you feel me? Am I making sense?
Yes, you are making sense. You're making a lot of sense. I just, you know, we do have to understand that he is married to Kim Kardashian. He's married. That is his wife now. And so, you know, the time part within this time, he is going to have to understand and try to get back to where he once was. He can still be married to her and still stand up for his black people.
Right. Well, the thing about that is, I don't know. I think he's a little bit too deep into it now, into that marriage thing. And I don't really want to dissect the man's life, but, you know, you're a public figure, so is there. You're what, two children in now?
Yeah, he has two children.
Two children in, and she
not owns... That's a family.
She owns... He just gave her 50% of his clothing line. Not necessarily a good move, because you're dealing with known black suckers. You're dealing with known parasites. I mean, so that goes back to the whole real life Get Out that we're watching. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Vegas?
Yeah?
I mean, what you got? I mean...
I'm gonna tell you like you used to tell me when I was coming up, man.
Okay.
I said my piece.
It's a done deal, Vegas.
Well, I guess that's good enough, man. I mean, you know. So, you know, I mean, look, at the end of the day, right, this is the way I feel about it, and I think we all can agree on at least this one thing, that if you don't have roots with Kanye, if you have not supported this brother up until now, if you have not listened to, if you don't know anything about Kanye pre-Kardashian, then you have no opinion of Kanye.
Right.
Well, you know what? On the lighter side, speaking of craziness, didn't something crazy happen to you, Ja, that you were telling me about?
Yes. Yes. If you're talking about my crystal story.
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get light on this for a moment.
That was a wonderful segue. I don't know how we went from Kanye to Crystal, but I guess it must be the
crazy. Okay, yeah, it's the case. It's the crazy.
All right. Mm-hmm. So here it was. I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there now. Friday, just got paid. Felt like treating myself.
Got paid. It's Friday night.
felt like treating myself. So, okay, I figure I'm going to treat myself to some breakfast. I got an appointment at a certain time. I think it was like 7 or something like that. Okay, I'm 3 miles from my appointment. Hi. Hey, there's a Crystal. Excellent. And it's not even crowded. I pop into the doggone Crystal. Cool. Real simple. Go in. Everybody is trying to wake up, it seems. Okay, fine, whatever. I tell the chick behind the counter, yeah, let me get 2 breakfast scramblers, chicken, and instead of putting them in the little cup, just put them both in a platter.
Okay. You know,
I carry a big appetite. You know what I'm saying? I need 2 of these things to really work for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Why did they seem like they did not have any idea what the hell I was saying? The manager walking around, she's flopping her hair and overly made up, you know what I'm saying, with looking like the black Marilyn Monroe flopping hair. And then you got the cashier. I'm wondering, like, why haven't you rang me up yet? What's going on? Okay, I got my card in my hand ready to pay, and she's looking at me like, okay. She goes to the back. Calls the manager to the back.
Okay.
They're both standing back at the drive-thru with the drive-thru worker.
Mm. These
people are looking at me from around the corner like I gave them a Rubik's Cube and told them to solve this riddle. The cook comes around the corner. He peeps around one of the hot boxes where they keep all the hot food in. He peeps around like he's a runaway slave. Like, what he want? How we supposed to do that? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking like, all right, cool. Well, let me run to the restroom real quick. Whatever y'all doing. Maybe y'all working the drive-thru, trying to push out drive-thru orders. Run to the restroom, come back. Still, guess where they're at? Back there in their huddle. All I want is grits, eggs, cheese, and a little piece of chicken because I don't do the poke.
No, sir.
All this time, you guys have not figured out what the... Bruh. So the lady comes back. She says, now, what was it that you wanted again? I was like, okay. The manager comes up. She calls the manager. Come here. Can you help me? I'm like, look, what I want is 2 chicken scramblers. Instead of putting them in the bowls that you normally put them in, just put them in like a to-go container, up in a to-go platter.
Right.
So you want them to go? Yes, in the same platter. So you want a platter? lady. I mean, what part of what I'm saying is that hard? This is what I asked her. And when they finally gave it to me, bruh, order still wrong. Insane. I want them in one platter. When I got to it, they gave it to me like in two different platters. They dumped it into like one scrambler in here, one scrambler in the other. No, I want it all in one platter. This is at 7 o'clock in the morning, man. I ain't got time to deal with this madness. On a Friday morning.
You're late for your appointment.
if they had asked me one more question, I probably would have been late for my appointment.
Right.
But all I'm saying is, Crystal, Douglasville, Georgia, 7 o'clock in the morning, that morning crew, get it together.
That's right.
I'll probably be out there later on in the future. I don't want to have to talk about y'all again. Now, we're about to sign this thing off, but I will not sign off without L. I know you got something good, because I sent it to you. I know you got.
Oh, you want to laugh?
I need a laugh, and then we're gonna go right into the Black Business Spotlight. We're gonna go right into the new listeners, the new subscribers. We're gonna go right into it, and then we're gonna be up out of here. So let's go ahead. Give me that good that I need. That chuckle. Bring it to me.
Well, there is a man in Bristol, Tennessee, who police say was ran over with a lawnmower while trying to kill his son with a chainsaw. Well, Douglas Ferguson, he's 76 years old. Basically, he's had some bad injuries. According to the Sullivan County Sheriff's Department, on June 28th, they found Ferguson bleeding from his leg and head, and the preliminary investigation indicated he had tried to attack his son with a running chainsaw while his son was mowing the yard. So basically, his son, trying to defend himself, he ran his father over with the lawnmower. And Ferguson is charged with attempted second-degree murder and violating probation. And it is unclear whether he had a lawyer to comment on his behalf, but that's some stuff going on. That's an as-the-world-turns situation in the family.
What in the hillbilly hell is going on in Tennessee?
I don't know, but hey. Him and his son had an ongoing feud going on.
The only thing I have to say about that is don't bring a lawnmower to a chainsaw fight.
Or you will lose.
Somebody gonna lose. I mean, a chainsaw? Bro, you had a chainsaw, but you got done by a lawnmower?
Yep, got done for real by a lawnmower.
Chainsaw. Okay, all right. Look. Good deal.
You know what I got to say about that?
Okay.
What?
Man, sometimes it's just better to take the ass whooping, you know what I mean?
That's true.
True stuff. I mean, you could have took that ass whooping and everybody would have went home, you know what I'm saying, would have went to bed and everybody would, you know, would be all right, but
and no police involved.
Look. New listeners, man. Our new listeners, our new subscribers, and our new members of the family, basically, right? Let's go ahead and get these out. Let's shout these people out, man. One time, man, for Melanie L. Clovis, New Mexico. Come on, y'all give it to him, man. Give it up, man. One time for Marcus B. out of Austin, Texas. Come on, y'all. One time for Dominique L. Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Yay!
Right? Yo, come on, give it up. Show some love.
Yes.
We got
yes.
Melissa.
Thank you.
We got Melissa P. out of Roseville, Michigan.
Woo! Okay.
Now hold up. Now hold up, hold all the way up.
What's that?
I got something extra special. Extra special. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Now we gonna have to go on ahead and give this one the hoorah, the boom bam basket on this one.
Mm-hmm. Who that?
The troll of the damn week.
Uh-oh.
Ah, shit.
Like, didn't I say I was going to shout out the trolls, too?
That's uh-oh. Right.
The uh-oh. Troll of the week been on my personal page ever since. Got mad at me because of another post on another page and just been rolling. Where he is now on the Talk Black to Me page as well, and he is trolling. And you know what I like to say there, L.
What's that?
Troll on, troller.
Troll on, troller.
So big, mad, fat, over the top, trollerific shot going out to Ryan Matson. That's R-Y-A-N-M-A-X-O-N, Ryan Maxson. You are our troll of the week.
Thank you.
Man, shout out, bruh. Hey, man, do your thing, man. Trollers,
right.
Haters gonna hate, and trollers gonna troll.
You gotta hit them with that plies. You mad.
Big man. Ain't nobody thinking about you.
You want to argue. Ain't nobody trying to argue with you.
What? Give me that last part, bro.
Brian. You mad. You big man. Get out your feelings on, boy. Hit that applause button, man.
We shouted you out, man. At least you can go ahead. You know what I'm saying? But big ups, man. Big ups to the haters. Big ups to the lovers. Big ups to everybody else, man. Because all publicity is good publicity. I would rather have a good hater than a bad doggone friend. But so go ahead and do you, bro. You know, it don't stop.
That's right.
Give it to him again.
Don't stop.
To him again.
You gotta appreciate the haters, man.
Let's go ahead and shout out. Let's go ahead and shout before we close this thing out tonight, if y'all don't mind, man. I mean, it's been a good show, but we got to do the Black Business of the Week.
Oh, it's my favorite part.
Black Business of the Week. All right. L, you and I know this person. You and I know these people personally. We both try their products. The Aloe Man. The Aloe
That's
Man.
Right.
3030 Camerton Road, Suite D. That's sweet as in don't you miss out on this product. At Atlanta, Georgia, 30313. Put it in your GPS. The website is dealoman.com. That's dealoeman, one word, .com. Bro, let me tell you, they got these gap pills, okay? These gap pills,
awesome.
GAP, garlic, aloe, parsley, good for whatever ails you. Good for whatever ails you, man. High blood pressure. Whatever it is, man, I'm telling you, I do it myself. I'm getting some feedback from somebody there, but it's okay. We're going to go ahead and roll with it.
Not me.
It's all good. I mean, it's live radio, man.
That's right.
That's Ryan. He done put the boys on us.
Hey, Ryan, what's up, man? Shout out, Ryan.
Stop it.
Hey, one thing about it, though. I bet you Ryan. Look, hold on. Before I get on Ryan, I'm going to get on Ryan, then I'm going to sign up. Look, Dr. J.L. Johnson, bro. Y'all get with him, man. Good products, natural herb, natural everything you need, you understand, and it's straight from the earth. Everything you need is in there. The gap pills is my number one product. Love them, swear by them. That's the way it is. But I'm going to sign off. Ryan, appreciate it, bro. I hear you. You're doing your thing. You're doing what haters do. But shout out to you, man. Oh, yeah. Probably support Kavanaugh. I bet you Ryan even has a big ass Dooley F450 with big ass rebel flag on the back. I bet you he even has the day that Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know they got their own little war cry now, right?
Do they?
Ever since Kavanaugh got in the little thing he in right now, the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
You know what their war cry is, right?
Mm-hmm. I like beer. I went to Yale. But I went to Yale.
No. You know what it's saying? Yeehaw! Kavanaugh! That's the show for the night, y'all. Shout out to Big Homie Vegas for showing up tonight. That's excellent, bro. It's always good to have you. Shout out to the best co-host this side of heaven, that girl LL with the name so nice you got to say it twice.
Hello.
Shout out to all the people that make this show exactly what it is. Shout out to you, the listener. Shout out to you, the subscriber. Shout out to everybody. Get on over there to the Facebook page. If you ain't on the Facebook page or any of the social media, I don't know what you're doing with your life. Go on here and get on over there and like the page, man. Start commenting, start messaging, start calling in. Check us out on all the doggone podcasts. Wherever podcasts are, you're going to find us there, man. But at the end of the day, one thing I got to say, man, love yourself, love your brother. Let's change this world, man. Change your mind, change your flavor, and you can change your life, man. It's your brother, Ja Ali. It's your girl.
That's right. Hello.
What's the name? What's the name? It's your girl.
Name is Double L.
And it's your boy, the one that only...
Catch me if you can, Vegas.
We out, man. Talk black to me, man. Get at me when you can. Next video, next episode coming up later on. Show me some love. Show us some love. Holler at your boy. Stay black. Love y'all. Out.